Tom Kloza is chief oil analyst with the Oil Price Information Service in New Jersey. He tells Dimitri, it is shocking to drivers as prices race higher. Kloza says we may get close to or above, get this, $4 a gallon, even around here, before seeing prices drop to somewhere around $3.50 by spring.
They're racing higher on the same reasons why they race higher every spring, except this time it started around January 15th, and it's accelerating through February. We're going to see higher prices, we always do, and we'll see the market overreact to the upside, but we're not there yet, unfortunately.
Now, is part of the reason that as we move to the warm weather blends, some of the materials needed, some of the ingredients are in short supply?
I think it's in anticipation of all sorts of imperfections. A lot of the trading community, and the trading community has moved about $45 billion into new bets on higher prices for crude oil and gasoline in the last few months. The trading community anticipates the imperfections, and to the extent that we have them, we can have higher prices. But I think that instead of waiting for the transition from winter to summer blends, the trading community anticipates that, and it happens earlier. Now, in California, they are manufacturing summer gasoline now. In the rest of the country, that really happens in March and April. And it is more expensive. It's tougher to find the components. It's tougher for foreign refineries to make them. And there's a new wrinkle this year. Because of a lot of the tankers and barges in the U.S. fleet that have been converted to carrying oil shale, there aren't a lot of tankers to ship product from the Gulf Coast to New England and the Northeast, and so that market is up there at the altitude of, let's say, California and the West Coast.
$4 a gallon seems to be where people start to cut back on their driving a little bit, if not a lot.
I think there's a number where they'll cut back, and we're probably hitting that number on the West Coast and in Massachusetts and Connecticut. There's an area where people will complain but won't change behaviors. I'll give you an example of this. Last year was unquestionably the most expensive year for gasoline. And if you look at the January records of vehicles sold, you'll see that the two leading vehicle sales were heavy-duty trucks. So Americans like to complain about gasoline, but they generally still like to retain their large cars, even if they're not fuel efficient.
Between now and spring, price-wise, what do you expect?
I think it's like a warm winter in the D.C. area. I think you'll see the blossoms earlier, and I think that we're seeing prices blossom a little bit earlier. I believe that when you get nationwide prices up to the realm of 390 to 4.25, people really do cut back, and not just people on the margins of society. Or they cut back in consumption elsewhere, and it has a big macroeconomic function. So I still think that this year overall should be about like last year or a little bit lower, because we're producing more crude than we've produced since December of 1992. The problem is it takes a little while to work out the kinks in the distribution, and that's something that always happens in March and April.
Does fracking figure into the equation this year or next, or is that something that you would look to 5 years from now to have an impact on what we pay at the pump?
Well, I think it has an impact on what we pay if we live in the Midwest and in the Mid-Continent, but right now what's happening there is that a lot of the refineries in the middle of the country are being reconfigured to run the very, very heavy Canadian crude, which is the cheapest crude in the world by far. So believe it or not, the coasts are generally hot spots for gasoline prices, but if you live in the Chicago or Detroit area, you may see higher prices this spring as well. Oil shale is a great story, and it means that we're a privileged continent in terms of the prices we pay for crude and the prices we pay for natural gas, but the infrastructure wasn't built to accommodate that. We're going to need some more ships. We're going to need some more barges and tankers. That's going to take a while to work out. But generally, I think the year 2008, where everything really became untethered and we saw $5 diesel and $4.50 gas, I don't think we're going to see a repeat of that. We're going to get a little bit of shock and awe here in the next 6 weeks, but that should give way to lower prices. And don't be surprised if what you pay on St. Patrick's Day is not significantly above what you pay on July 4th.
That's Tom Kloza, chief oil analyst with the Oil Price Information Service.